This is a picture of my mother, my younger brother, who is in the U.S. right now. Mm-hmm. And this is my
An Eid party at Hamid Mahmoud's family home in Kabul in August 2021, 2 weeks before the Taliban toppled the civilian government.
Could you see the signs?
Yes, but I didn't expect it to happen in like 2 weeks. I was thinking maybe this takes like probably another year at least.
But after months of fighting, the Taliban returned to power on August 15th. Anyone with ties to the U.S. was now considered an enemy of the state. The Biden administration promised to help those who worked with the Americans during 20 years of war.
You have heard us say for the better part of a year now that the United States has an enduring commitment not only to the people of Afghanistan, but of course to American citizens, to lawful permanent residents, some 1,300 of whom we have helped transport out of Afghanistan over the course of the past year, but also to Afghans to whom we have a special commitment.
The U.S. has resettled more than 80,000 Afghans, but critics say many more are still in limbo. That's because the U.S.'s immigration system wasn't designed to handle thousands of emergency residency permits, refugee applications, and visas to those who worked with the U.S. military all at the same time.
In order for any of these three pathways to work, there needs to be a plan to get people out and moving out, and that plan is going to need significant political backing by the administration. It needs to be the highest priority, otherwise it's not going to happen.
Mahmoud, an American citizen for more than 10 years, used his connections to help his brother escape during the final days of the U.S. military evacuation. Now he's trying to bring his fiancée and his mother, a former girls' school principal, to the U.S.
She helped U.S. servicewomen in Afghanistan in Logar province, helped the PRT from Czech Republic. She was the director of Women's Affairs, defended the democratic values that America was promoting there.
The women have been living in a temporary shelter in Qatar since April. No one can tell them when they can fly to the U.S. Mahmoud has a message for the Secretary of State.
If I'm that official and I tell you, under process, we don't know if and when this is going to be done, how would you feel about it?
A call to the U.S. to help Hamid Mahmoud's family and every other Afghan family fearful about life under Taliban rule. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.